Voters in Thailand appear to have elected a billionaire, Thaksin Shinawat, as their new prime minister. But he might not be able to take his seat unless he can overturn a corruption ruling against him. Thaksin leads the new populist party, Thai Rak Thai, which translates as Thais Love Thais. Exit polls show the party won a resounding victory in parliament, with nearly twice the seats of its main rival, the Democrats. But in spite of the mandate, the election has left Thailand mired in political and economic uncertainty. From Bangkok, Gina Wilkinson reports.
At the headquarters of the new Thai Rak Thai Party, telecommunications tycoon Thaksin Shinawat is enjoying a victory meal with his supporters as they savour the prospect of winning government. But the celebrations at Thai Rak Thai could be very short-lived. Thaksin Shinawat is fighting a five-year ban from office after the National Counter-Corruption Commission last month found he illegally hid his fortune by transferring millions of dollars worth of shares to his maid, chauffeur and other servants. But Thaksin, one of Thailand's richest men, is confident he can overturn the verdict in the Constitutional Court.
Don't worry, there won't be any problem. This is not a corruption case. It's the case of legal technicality.
Political analysts such as Dr. Chaiwat Kamchu from Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University say Thaksin's appeal is likely to fail, but the case could drag on for several months. Chaiwat says the Thai Rak Thai leader must now reveal a backup plan.
He really needs a very good start if you want to have a stable political situation in Thailand. He has to make a very persuasive argument that if he has to step down, he has other suitable people to follow up or to continue to implement his policy. But if he cannot convince the public, his government will have a shaky start, and that's not good to Thailand.
Defeated Prime Minister Chuan Ligpai is widely seen as one of Thailand's least corrupt politicians. But that wasn't enough for many voters, still hurting from the effects of the 1997 Asian economic crisis. Chaiwat says voters chose to ignore the corruption finding against Thaksin in the hope that the tycoon will repeat his personal business success at a national level.
Most people would like him to have a chance to solve the economic crisis. If he cannot live up to people's expectations, his party's futures will be in trouble.
Chaiwat says the political uncertainty surrounding Thaksin will make the job of fixing the economy even harder.
International community, the foreign investors might want to be sure that the new government will have a firm policy and the political situations will be stable enough before they make any investment. So it will be a very tough job for Thaksin.
But the political uncertainty in Thailand extends far beyond Thaksin Shinawat. This is the country's first general election under a 1997 constitution, which aims to stamp out a deep-rooted tradition of poll fraud, where votes are commonly bought for as little as 100 baht, or less than $3. Election Commissioner Gautam Ariya says scores of cheating candidates are likely to be disqualified and force new elections.
A second round of election is for sure. We are thinking about having a third round within 30 days, and then by mid of February, we should be able to announce 500 MPs so that they can select our next prime minister, say, in March.
Thailand now faces a lengthy period of instability, with corruption findings placing the future of the next prime minister in doubt and poll fraud marring the results. But the Election Commission and its supporters are urging the Thai people not to abandon the process of cleaning up Thai politics, even though it may be painful in the short term. For NPR News, I'm Gina Wilkinson in Bangkok.